everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Conversations with Weigel. Thank you for being here. The podcast is I'm Spiritual, Damn It, because I am, and I believe I can still be spiritual and say damn it, and God will still love me. Do we agree? Okay. Now, ladies, one thing is you each have these microphones, so you can either leave it on the stand or you can hold it. It's actually better if you do hold it, but you can... This was rehearsal, guys. We're doing rehearsal right now. If you can. Otherwise, we can try to make it come close to your mouth, but then you have to lean over. It might be kind of annoying.
Testing.
Are we on? Are these things on? Do these things work? Are we spiritual?
Gold and stone.
Hey. Come on, Cher. Cher Dial, Maurice Culverson, our pastors and guests from Church of the Spirit. Clap your hands if you have heard of Church of the Spirit. Now clap your hands if you've been to Church of the Spirit. Nice.
So clap your hands if you're going to the Church of the Spirit.
That's what we want to hear. I was first introduced to Church of the Spirit. I was speaking at IONS. Now, clap your hands if you have heard of the International Association for Near-Death Studies, the Chicago branch here at Evanston Hospital. So if you're not familiar with that, you need to go on occasion if you're free. The second Saturday of every month, they have somebody who has either written a book about or done research on near-death experiences speaking in the auditorium at Evanston Hospital. And I was asked to speak because my third book, This Isn't the Life I Ordered, I interview a lot of people. Did we just have something fall down?
Oh, it's okay.
Okay. It's okay. It's just a ghost. It's all good. But I interview a lot of people who've died and lived to talk about it in my third book. And so they had me come and talk. And so afterwards, I was asked if I could come and speak at the Church of the Spirit the following day. And I said, well, what's required? He said, oh, just 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, I got it. No problem. Okay. So I get to Church of the Spirit and I walk in. I feel like I'm too far in front of you. I walk in and I see Rick Kristinat, who was one of the most amazing pastors at Church of the Spirit that used to be my voiceover agent. And there he is. He had switched gears from agenting to full-blown mediumship and loved his position with Church of the Spirit. And we just had a great time reconnecting. And so we were sitting there on the stage, and I'll never forget it. The congregation, I mean, everybody's looking at us, and we're in these seats kind of looking right at everybody. And he would lean over and, like, whisper things in my ear. And then I would lean back and whisper things. And we were, like, completely misbehaving at church, you know, like those people. And he said to me, I was thinking, what story am I going to tell? I don't know what story to tell. Spirit, help me figure out what story to tell. And I thought about this story that I tell in my third book about my grandfather, who was a really mean son of a gun. And when I decided to forgive him, I saw, with my son as a witness, 41 broad-tailed hawks flying above us. 41. It was absolutely majestic, and it was miraculous. And so I was going to tell that story, and Rick leaned over, and he said, tell the story about your grandfather. He says to tell the story. I was like, gosh, you're good. Rick, rest in peace, passed away in March. Was it a year ago, Hal? Two? 2 years ago in March. Oh, my gosh, how quickly that went. And but I have been going to the church when I can. And if you haven't been to Church of the Spirit, the best thing about it is story, song, story, song, story, song. Medium readings at the end. Good night, everybody. It's, of course, a lot more than that. But what I loved, and I took my son. I took my son. So you have been pastor there for 25 years, and you, Sheriff, 22, 24? You've been going since 24. Have you been a medium there for 22? Put the mic up. Can you guys talk into the mic, because we're recording this?
About 22 years.
Okay, 22 years. I would like to start with Maurice about when you noticed your gift in tuning in, because a lot of people have a different story. Some are born with it at the age of 3, 4, 5, they know it. Some it doesn't kick in until they're 18, 19. Some, you know, turn it off. Tell me your experience of when you realized you could see spirit.
Well, I realized I could see spirit once I arrived in Chicago at the age of, I think it was about 21 or 22, but I had experiences earlier, and later I realized those experiences earlier was really my experiences with spirit. My mother made her transition when I was very young. I was going to be 11, and she was going to going to be 12 years old. And I was in high school, and I was once I went to high school. I was in driver's ed, and so I was trying to back up.
Wait, you were in driver's ed when you were 11?
No, I'm saying later.
Okay,
when I was
later.
In high school,
okay, got
later
it.
When I was in high school.
Got it. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was in high school, and so I probably was about 16, I guess.
Okay.
I know. So I realized that this was an experience for me that showed me that mediumship was happening for me through dreams. So I want to say that to you, many of you, because you have dreams. I had this dream that I was backing up because when I was taking driver's ed, the driver's ed teacher told me, you'll make a preacher cuss backing up. So that night, I dreamt that I backed up so straight. I had that dream. So when I went back to driver's ed, I backed up so straight. He was so amazed. It was so clear. And so then I backed up the second time when I went to get my license. Now, I've never backed up straight since. Everyone knows me knows that that's not my strength, backing up and driving. But that was the beginning of my understanding of my relationship with the spirit world. As an adult, I realized that was that point in my life when spirit was really working with me. And throughout my college years, I knew spirit. I went back and saw that spirit was working with me as in my head as I revisited all the things that happened to me during my years, college years. And then I went to the Church of Tucker Smith Memorial Spiritualist Temple in Chicago. Just as I graduated, I started going there. And there's where I realized that I had mediumistic abilities, and that was my walk of life.
So for you, clairsentient, clairaudient, claircognizant. So clairsentient is like a sensing. Claircognizant is a knowing. Clairaudient is a hearing. Clairvoyant is a seeing. I learned all the clairs. And I'm wondering, what are your clairs?
I'm clairvoyant, and I can I see in my head, and then sometimes I hear, and then I sense. Like when I was driving today, I smelled cigarettes in my car. I don't smoke, so there was someone. So
got a used car. You know who loaned it before you?
I bought it new.
Oh, you bought it new?
Yes.
Hmm.
So, but it's old now.
Okay.
But I know that, and it smelled it really loud, so I knew that that was, so sometimes I'm clairsentient. So I know that the others kicks in, but my most dominant one is clairvoyant.
Clairvoyant.
Mm-hmm.
And how about you, Cher? When did you first know that you were sensing things that not everybody in your class was sensing?
I think in terms of sensing would have been as a child. Okay. My father passed when I was 14, and I always felt protected. Mm. So I know he was always there. And when I see, my mother was 56, widowed. She had two kids who were college bound, and how do you do that?
Right.
And things just came together. So it was wonderful. But in terms of really studying and developing my mediumship, I was in my 40s. I had... I'd never been in a hospital, and in that particular summer, I went in with one leg three times the size of another, and they said it's blood clots and blah blah blah. So I was there for a week and went home. About a month later, I had to be readmitted. About 2 months later, I had to be readmitted, and as part of hospital procedure, they would do a chest X-ray. Now, 2 months ago, my lungs were absolutely clear, and now we've got big shadows showing up. Well, what's that? So they couldn't rule out what it was, and then they told me, well, it's probably non-Hodgkin's cancer, but we're going to go in and check it out. And I'm just like, what? What is this? I'm a healthy person. So a friend said, come to my church for a healing, and I'm thinking, what is that? I mean, where am I going in this whole thing? And maybe you'll get a reading. So Maurice read me,
And so you went and saw Maurice.
Well, I went to church.
Okay, got it.
And Maurice read me. Mm-hmm. Now, just as, you know, when you come to church, part of what we do is we have a reading for you. And it was just a little reading, but she described, you know, that you have a challenge in front of you, and, you know, went on just a little bit, but told me that it really didn't, it wasn't going to be anything to fear. So, but there was a lesson to be learned, and there was. So I went ahead and had my surgery. It turned out to be a funny little infection that if they had not done the chest x-ray, in another month, it would have been gone. So I found great comfort in Maurice's reading. And when I went through that experience, one of the things was, I want to do this and help other people too. So then I started to study.
So when you talk about studying, and for anyone who is in the audience, you know, there's a lot of people in the church world. I have a lot of relatives, born-again Christian relatives, who think I'm going straight to hell for having this conversation this evening, which is always fun at Thanksgiving. But for you, you probably come up against a lot of people that throw the Bible at you that say that this is bad or dark. How, I mean, you know from studying religion that this is in the Bible. I mean, anyone who doesn't know that Corinthians is all about prophecy, right? This is prophecy. This isn't fortune telling. This is intuition, and everybody has it. However, a lot of people want to pull little snippets and translate it as darkness and the devil. So how do you guys defend that? And what, from your religious experience and studying, do you draw to for comfort with that?
Well, I guess I believe that every road that leads to God is good. So that's my first premise. And so what I do is I'm an ordained minister, and also I have a master's in religion from the Chicago Theological Seminary. And basically I did that so that I could move among the theologians, the Christian theologians, without any difficulty. And so I.
And how do they accept spiritualism? Do they?
Some of them do, and many of them believe in prophecy, but don't share it. And I have given many ministers messages, and I've shared with them, not in openness, but I've shared with them quietly, and they've been receptive to it. And many people who've studied. If they've studied and they meditate and they pray, it opens up that third eye. And so they're able to connect, and they know that. And a lot of the churches believe in prophecy, but not the way we give it. They believe it in a different way. They speak in tongues. They also give prophecy. The Christian churches give prophecy. They prophesy. The Bible speaks of prophecy. And Jesus prophesies the many things and greater things than I should do. That's a prophecy. So, and the Bible, all through the Bible, there's prophecy. Now, there are some of your fundamental Christian churches that really hold to the law and say that what we do, we're devil worshipers, and etc. But that now I think that there's a lot of more openness. If you travel around to different churches, or you'll see that openness, you'll see they're on the edge. They're not quite over the edge, but they're on the edge. In terms of prophecy, they will prophesy to a group and not to just an individual.
They can speak in tongues, and that's okay, but yeah. This isn't?
Right.
I mean, have you seen that? I mean, there's YouTube clips of that all over the place where they're getting a channel, but that channel's okay, but your channel isn't. I don't understand that.
Well, I think that's where they are.
Right.
And so you have to respect where they are. And I think this,
I don't want to.
But that's part of unconditional love.
Right, I got it. Obviously have some work to do, Maurice. I'm trying.
Is, you know, and that's just not them. That's everyone. You find wherever the person is, you say that's where you are. You know, I hope you always evolve because we are all evolving. But I'll accept you where you are, and so we have to accept them where they are in terms of. Their understanding of this religion and understanding. But I think since you have the new age group and you have all the psychics coming out, I think there's a breakthrough. There's a real breakthrough. Even the churches, I had a church who is a Christian church, had a prophet to come to their church. And so I think it's an openness. I think people They called it, they said, prophet night.
I was going to say prophet night is their word for psychic medium night.
Right,
but they have to call it prophet night.
Right, yes.
Okay. And how about you, Cher? Do you run up against this?
No, I don't. And I think part of it is like attracts like.
Right.
So wherever they are, as Marie says, you know, it's like wherever they are, that's fine. And this is where I am. But it's often, it's interesting that as you have conversations with people, you know, this will often come up. And you find what are the commonalities, you know, and experiences as well. But I think like a lot of people, I don't run around saying, I'm a medium, you know, I'm a spiritualist. You know, that's something very sacred to me. And as someone being Catholic or Baptist, you know, their faith would be, you know, something that's sacred to them or special.
Right.
So I hold it in that regard.
So the spiritualist religion, for those who don't know, would you say it was born in the 1800s? Would that be correct?
Modern spiritualism, yes.
Modern spiritualism, yes.
And 1848.
1848. And it's believed during the time of Abraham Lincoln that one person in every household was a spiritualist. I first heard about it when I went on a road trip to Lilydale, where all spiritualists live. Anybody else heard of Lilydale? I write about it in my book, Stay Tuned, which I've got out in the lobby. But I went on a girlfriend's trip to Lilydale a few times. And all the people that live there from Memorial Day to Labor Day, they open the gates, and it's spiritualists and medium psychics and healers, and they give readings, and they have seminars, and they have classes, and all of these things. But I found it interesting that the church at the time, I'm greatly shortening the story, but the thought was is they wanted to call them devil worshipers because they were taking away some of their business. Basically, the spiritualists believe the spirit never dies and you can talk to your loved ones on the other side. And you can do that in the woods, and you can worship in the woods. And when the Catholic Church wasn't getting their money, they wanted to get people out of the woods and back in their church. And so it was given this stigma as a negative stigma. And fill in the blanks here as I'm chopping this to bits. But that's kind of the idea. And now it's much more, I think, revered and respected than it was for a while around the turn of the century when people were called shysters and such.
Well, yes, exactly. And early on, it was, is this fraud?
Is this fraud?
And there were many examinations. You know, there would be an evening with the Fox sisters where they would be presenting to a crowd, you know, rappings, and spirit would come in and they would rap and there would be an interpretation of the raps. But there would be people who would say, oh, they must be doing that themselves. Mm-hmm. And so now you have women in gowns right to the floor, and they would have people hold their feet. And what are they standing on? Could sound be transmitted through wood or glass? You know, they would bind them. They would take them away, and they would disrobe them to see how are they doing this. Are they cracking their toes in a particular way? Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of exploration. You know, they were looking again for fraud to say, is this real?
Right. And I went to a gifted kids conference in Oregon where kids were bending spoons in the parking lot. And this was happening. I'm watching them do it. And people are like, oh, they were making it up. I mean, there's some things you can't fake, right? But there are also shysters. And there were some people in Lilydale that would have the little tapping things in the wall, and they would activate them with buttons. And unfortunately, the few bad apples spoiled it for those who were really gifted in getting messages. And I have this theory, because back then it's hard for us to understand this, but we women had no voice. We couldn't speak in public. We couldn't go to church. So my theory is that everyone was saying they were a medium because they had a lot of shit they wanted to say and nowhere to say it. Like, Uncle Hal says, help around the house. Like, they just were looking for a platform. What do you have there, Maurice? You look like you've got some awesome
information. Well, this is just this is the history of spiritualism. Mm-hmm. I've done a workshop with a group on spiritualism. But I want to say that spiritualism is a way of life, and it goes back to, if you want to go back to, many of you heard of Sherlock Holmes, and so he was a spiritualist. The writer of that was a spiritualist, and so there are many people that were spiritualists and that we may not know, and spiritualism paved the way for women's rights. It paved the way for the abolitionists, to help the abolitionists, and also slavery. And I often tell people that people do not know this, that many of us, and I say us, that my ancestors, and who found safe homes in times of when they were trying to get to the north for out of slavery, they were guided by spirit. How did they know where the safe homes were? Because spirit guided them and let them know where the safe homes were, which if you're going through woods at night in the dark, so spirits guided them. And so it goes all the way back, but there were a lot of persecutions during that time. It was so much persecution and so much talk that one of the Fox sisters, there was three girls, one of the Fox sisters in the end gave away and said that we were just doing that. It was not true that it was not actual tapping.
Like a false confession?
False confession, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because at that time, it was so much persecution. But is it any different from that time today? That we've grown and time has changed some, but there's still some persecutions about it. I think it was like about 15 or 20 years ago, you couldn't do, in Indiana, you couldn't do mediumship unless you said, and we have to sit in that for entertainment only. You couldn't do it unless you said entertainment only. So there's still people who didn't believe in what we do.
But a prophet can show up and say, hey,
yes,
with a different title. Okay.
Right.
How do you protect yourself from the dark energies? Not on the earth plane. I'm talking on the other side. Have you ever had an encounter where you have dealt with maybe a haunting or a dark energy, either of you?
I know for myself in my own home, that sometimes, a couple of occasions, I will encounter what I would call large energy, and it's foreign. So this doesn't feel, I'll just say it feels foreign. So it's not like I could recognize this as someone in my family. And for myself, I just say, I know I'm always protected and I'm always loved and I'm in charge. So I always say to them, you know, if you come and love, you're welcome, because they are. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, you leave now. And they have to go.
So when you state that, so I tell people not to get Ouija boards, because I think that invites in somebody who has a lot of a spirit that has nothing else to do. Would you agree?
I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, because I've had pretty strong opinions on that from other mediums, that just because it's like the pranksters are looking for a venue, you know. But you can also ask for guidance from your loved ones to give you guidance. So, you know, what if your dead aunt is really polite and doesn't want to interrupt, you know, the jokester ghost that doesn't belong to you, that's pushing everything around on the Ouija board? You know, how do you know which message you're getting? But for you guys, I would gather you get some sort of discernment. You get a clear cognizance or a clear sentience that you're dealing with a legitimate spirit. Yeah.
You know, you always keep your vibration on a higher accord. You know, people often want to say that there are a lot of, and we know there are people, whatever you are on this earth plane, you are that when you hit the spirit world. If you're drunk, you're going to be a drunk. You're a liar, you're going to be a liar. Now, when you get to the spirit world, you have the opportunity to still grow. And that's what most of us don't understand. So we do have the opportunity to grow and expand and become one with the universal force. So sometimes if we're a liar or we're a prankster, when we leave here, we might be that in the spirit world at the beginning, and we have not grown and learned our lesson. But I think like attracts like, and if you have that vibration, you ask for the highest vibration when you go in. Whenever you go into your meditation, you ask for the highest vibration. You don't accept no negativity. And you say that I'm only accepting the highest vibration. But each one of us have a doorkeeper. And that's a guide. That guide protects you from the negativity, protects you from the lower, what you call lower vibrations, what you call undeveloped spirits. We call it undeveloped spirits. They protect you from that. So I'm never afraid of a negative spirit coming into my vibration. I have done homes that I've gone into homes to do home cleansing where people say that there's someone there. But mostly it's not so much negative. It's just people walking in their houses and they hear these spirits and they don't want spirits in their homes. So we go in there, we pray in their homes, we just ask the highest and best and ask the people to leave and maybe use sage and go through the house. North, east, south, north, and around the house. But you have to have, whatever's happening, you have to have the vibration of thought of high. You cannot have a lower vibration. So once the negativity is there, if you're negative, what are you going to create? What are you going to attract? Like attracts like. You're going to attract that which is not good. You're going to attract that negativity.
I was just going to say, so don't do a Ouija board with drunk bitches, basically. Spirit was trying to get me to be nice and wouldn't let my microphone work for that line. I got it.
That was one of those undeveloped spirits.
That is exactly. I'm spiritual, damn it. Okay, for Cher, I didn't ask you what your clair is. What's your clair? Sentient, cognizant, audient?
I hear, I see primarily, and I feel.
Got it. So I was walking out of the Church of the Spirit, and I bumped into Cher, and she, everybody had said new love, and at the time I was dating somebody, and he said, but no, the second one. And I was like, but I like the one I have now. And I walked out of there, and sure enough, 3 weeks later, that relationship was over. So you were so right. So when you saw me in the crowd, you heard the second, or you saw a new man second, or what? What happened for you?
I think I heard it.
You heard it.
Yeah, we heard.
So when you guys, I was just going to ask if you make house calls. So you make house calls, huh? Is that a frequent thing?
Yes.
Yes. So out on the table in the lobby, a lot of flyers out there, be sure to pick them up. But you guys do classes at Church of the Spirit. Just talk a little bit about all the different events you have. Thomas John, many of you might have heard of Thomas John. He's going to be at, what is it, Psychic Fest?
No, he's coming to...
Spirit Fest.
Nope, he's coming the end of September.
Got
and
it.
We're having an evening of messages with him.
Okay,
so that'll
fantastic.
Be September 30, 7 to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Soon we'll have tickets on sale that you can get online.
But before that, what do you have going on? A lot.
So we have a lot going on, which we're really excited about. On the 16th of April, Saturday the 16th, 1 to 3 p.m., we have a workshop with Dr. Marta Carlson regarding family constellation. So this really exciting last year and a very healing experience. So we hope you'll come and take part with
that. Explain what that is a little bit.
Well, it's a little involved, mm-hmm. but I'll tell you what she did. There were probably about 24 people who came for the workshop, and you know, she's chatting with people to kind of get a sense of, you know, what are issues in their life. And she chose someone who was a man who was having an issue with communication with his son. And she was able to build a family constellation with people who were there being representatives of different members of his family, mm-hmm. to look at where had this problem begun. And it began
ancestrally.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So she was able to build that and then give him suggestions in terms of dialogue. And when it was over, I mean, he just felt like, oh my gosh, you know, a weight had been lifted from him.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really wonderful and cathartic experience, whether or not you were in the constellation or chosen to have one done. It was just a wonderful cathartic experience to take part in.
So do you both believe in past lives? Because, you know, the karma and things that work out.
I haven't finished.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
She asked for the commercial, so now
no,
you're going to get it.
No, please.
So, in May, we have May 21st, which is a Saturday afternoon. Again, 1 to 3, we have Dr. Ken James coming. He's doing spirit communication through dreams. So, again, we want you to come and take part in that. In June, we have a guest medium coming, June 12th. 2:30 to 5 p.m. Vincent Jenner from North Carolina. And in July, we have our Spirit Fest, July 30th, 12 to 5. And if you're interested in messages, this is the day in particular to come, because we will have probably 7 or 8 mediums. You can book a reading with one or all of them. And it's just a wonderful afternoon to kind of come and see what we're all about. Then we skip, I think we're going to skip to September with Thomas John.
Fantastic. Okay, now do you believe in past lives?
Well, as a spiritualist, we would say there's not enough evidence. So, you know, spiritualists are scientists, so we're open to the possibility, but we'd say that it hasn't been proven yet for us.
Okay. Do you have to be tested to be the pastors that you are? What kind of a... I believe someone told me that it's like you have to be 80% accurate to make it into, into the title that you have. Talk to me about that process.
It's a process, yes. You have to be academically knowledgeable, as well as then you test out in terms of messages. You have to have so many affidavits where there's actual evidential messages, not just saying that they brought through my father or they brought through my mother, but they brought, what did they say? Well, they brought through my mother, who had on a red dress, a brown apron, or she was cooking or something, really evidential. So we have to have affidavits, so many affidavits stating that.
Have you ever had someone that you really wanted to bring in, but they just didn't make it, and then they worked and worked, and then they made it?
Well, nationally, we have an ordaining group nationally. We are part of a national organization.
Right.
And so I previously sat on the national board, and we probably had a couple of people who didn't make it, but they came back later the next year and tested through and became ordained ministers. Because we were not trying to keep people from becoming ordained ministers, but want to make sure that people actually understood what this process was and understood the work and was skilled at the work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is each of your, do you each have a prayer or a process? Like you say, you ask for the highest vibration, but is there a particular mantra or prayer that you say before you start, or is that too private to share?
No, I have a little prayer that I ask or that I say, and usually it's earlier in the day because I want them to meet me here.
Got it. How about you, Maurice?
Well, I just, you know, this is so funny. Every morning I go out of my house, I look up at my house, I thank the universe, I swirl around thanking the universe for my home and thanking the universe for my day and the blessing of my day. And so for everything that happens in that day. But when I particularly read, I just ask my forces to come in, but nothing, you know, I just pray with the, every person that I read privately, I pray with them at the beginning to bring in the forces, the high force, to bring in their loved ones. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that it's the clear vibration.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And for, you see a lot of grief, I know, with people who have lost, that they come. And what would you like them to know? Obviously, that the spirit lives on, but what are some of the repeating sort of things, themes that you would like the people here in this audience to know, and those who are going to listen to the podcast to know for sure, that you feel you know for sure?
I know there's no death, there's no dead, and there's no dying. I know that. And it's been proven through my readings and through my own experience with the other world. I know that there's another world, that world that is interdispersed with this world, and that the spirits are all around us, and that they have the knowledge, should have the knowledge, that those spirits are there with them forever, that spirit comes out of that body, and that when that person makes that transition, that spirit just comes out, and that spirit is there, so they can always talk to that spirit, they can be with that spirit, just sit and commune with that spirit, and they can still enjoy that spirit and laugh and as they have done before. Just because they're not there in the physical does not mean that that communication is cut off. And we often think that communication is cut off because that spirit is not, that individual is not there in the physical. But that we're all spirit encased in a human body. We are human experience. We are having a human experience here. We are spirit having a human experience. And so once this human experience is over, the spirit lives forever. And so I want people to understand that we all will make that transition into the spirit world. There's no reason to fear it. There's no reason to doubt it. And that, of course, yes, when one makes a transition in our lives, we're going to miss that human experience that we've had with them. And we're going to be, you know, saddened by it. And we're going to be troubled that we're not going to be able to talk with them in the physical and look at them like I'm looking at all of you. But we can always still communicate with that spirit. And so all we have to do is sit in the quietness, be quiet, listen. They try talking to us all the time. You don't have to be a medium to hear that voice or to for them to share with you, because everyone, every individual in here is mediumistic in some way. And so in knowing that, we call it intuitive. You're intuitive. And so that you can communicate. But lots of us, because that human experience is gone, we grieve and we let the whole idea of not having that physical be with us create a world of sadness for us. And that's not meant to be. And when that human experience is over, sometimes it means that that's it's supposed to be over. Some of us don't want to accept that. We want to live forever. We want others to live forever. But it means that what we were here for is over. It's time to go. It's time to go to the other world and to be interdispersed with all those spirits and come back and help those of us who are here.
How about you, Sharon?
I think for myself it's that I don't fear death. And I don't think that we should or need to, because it's just a natural process. And part of that is knowing that, you know, on the other side, we're probably able to do more than what we could do here because we don't have the same limitations. So that's exciting to me. And I was going to say, our friend Rick, when he passed that afternoon, Marisa called me in the morning to tell me that he had passed, and I'm sitting on the couch, and I was sad, but he came to visit. And he lifted me up, and I was filled with light and joy.
Did he sing a show tune? Because he was a great singer.
No show tunes.
Damn.
But I knew that it's kind of like, this is what's waiting for you. And it's like, that was exciting.
Do you have any that won't leave you alone? Like you're brushing your teeth and you're like, oh, hey, Carl. I mean, does that ever happen? Or if you're going to be reading for somebody and they show up earlier. When we had Thomas John here, he was said on the cab ride on the way here, somebody came to him in the cab, and he was like, oh, they're here already? Does that happen for you?
A lot of times it will. I know if anticipating that you're going to be seeing someone, that their family might come early or a message might come early. But, you know, again, we're in charge. Mm-hmm. So it's like if I'm not ready, if I don't want Carl there when I'm brushing my teeth, I tell him to go. You know, this is my time. So, again, you know, we're in control of that. We're not just open. You know, we're not just always walking around being minimalistic. You know, we have lives to lead. We have jobs. You know, there are other things to do. And we have to be about that work, too.
Right. How about you, Maurice?
Yes, I do have spirit that comes sometimes. And sometimes it's if I'm going for a gathering and I'm doing a private party. About 3 weeks ago, I had a private party. And this man came really early. And he was in an army suit, and he was going all the day with me. And so when I got to the gathering, I said, there's a man here, and he has this army suit on. And then I said that he's with me, and I gave the name. I gave the name. He gave his name. And so then when I got to one of the men, there was only two men in the group, I got to one of the men, I said, you know, there's a man here who loves his car, and his car, he had this old car, and he says, and so later, his aunt told me that the man you bought in, he started crying, the man. And so his aunt said, the man you brought in was his uncle. And the car, and so he identified with him that he had come early. And so sometimes spirit do come early. And sometimes I welcome them because it's good because it helps me to move into the vibration with the group. And so and so I just announce when I walk in and that, okay, there's somebody here. Who does it belong to? Does it belong to, you know, is a man here. And so it helps. And we do turn it off. I don't get every day, I don't have someone there unless something's going on in my life and I'm like, okay, guys, you gotta show up. You gotta be with me now here. But they do come early if I'm going to some event or I'm going to, if someone, and I've noticed this has been happening more recently, that if I'm having a person who come in to give a reading sometimes, their relatives will come early, because I have them in my home sometimes, their relatives will come early to my house. So I'll be prepared and I'll say, that person is here. So it does happen. But we're not like walking around like these radios all the time, with your radio on, or listening in. I have to really tune in. And sometimes they let us know they're there, and sometimes I don't tune in, and I move it away. But it's actually a tuning in to the spirit.
There's psychic, which is predicting things, and mediumship, which is seeing spirits. You both do both?
Yes.
Okay. Can we talk about free will for a moment? Because what you might see for someone, of course, free will usually reigns supreme. Is that frustrating sometimes in your line of work? Do people come back and say, that didn't happen. You said such and such would happen. But free will, again, makes the decisions. So what you might be seeing for someone might not happen because of someone's free will. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, everyone has free will. And I tell them when they go to a medium, you have free will. You can decide whether you're going to do that or not. Like I might say to them that they come to me about a job or something, and I'll say to them, you need to approach this differently, or spirits say you need to approach them differently. You need to do something differently, say if it's on your job or something, and later something happens. But then they'll come back and say, you said this was going to happen. And then I'll say, but you had free will. Did you do what, you know, Spirit asked you to do? You might have said you get a promotion. If you approach it differently, you get a promotion. And so people, each one of us have free will in terms of our lives. Like if you're having difficulty in a marriage, you have free will whether you stay in the marriage or whether you do not. Spirit might say to you, and Spirit do say to you, it's up to you, but you need to cut that loose. You know, it's not good for you. But you have free will. You have the will to cut it loose. This is what you have a right to do or not. Because you have choices. Free will is like telling you, you have a choice. Each one of us have a choice in life. You determine what you want to do in life. No one should determine it for you. And so Spirit is not going to tell you what to do. They'll say, this is your choice. This is what would be good for you if you make that choice. But some of us want people to make choices for us. And that's where we get into this struggle with free will.
I think, too, that a large part of our work, you know, as humans on this earth plane, is that we come and our work is to live our life. You know, it's not to rely on a medium or a psychic to tell you what to do or what might happen. You know, just go and live your life, you know, exercise that free will and create as much love as you can. I think that's the task that's before us.
And make mistakes. Life is not going to always be a bed of roses. We're all going to make mistakes. The issue is that do you get up and you dust yourself off and you don't fall in that hole again? I tell the story about a woman who would go down, she went down the street and she fell in a hole. She went home and changed clothes. She got up, went back down the street and fell in the same hole because she went down the same street. And then she went back home and changed again. And she wasn't paying attention. And then she realized she was on the same street and fell in that darn hole again. So then she went back home and she figured it out. I keep doing the same thing, the same old way, and going the same direction. So she changed clothes, and she crossed the street when she went out of her house and then go down the same street. So we all going to make mistakes. You're going to fall in a hole. But that's life. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to do it. All of us fall in a hole. Even mediums fall in holes. You know, so we're not without our holes. So do we dust ourselves off and keep going? Mm-hmm. Or do we cry and stay in the house so we, you know, and say, I don't want to fall in another hole? No, you dust yourself off and just keep going.
Let's take a few questions from the audience before we let you guys work your magic, okay? Anybody have a question? I'm going to come down here and get closer because I'm the one that's wireless if this microphone likes to be our friend. Anybody have a question? Yes?
So my question is related to... Maurice, I believe you didn't really answer this question, whether or not you believe in reincarnation, because at one point, you know, you believe spirits go on and on, but what, I mean,
well,
the expectation is that they come back. But
it has not been proven yet. We believe in scientific part, and it has not been proven to me yet. I'm open, and some of my friends are trying to prove it to me and trying to tell me how it happens, because I'm saying, now, if I can talk to spirit, how do they reincarnate, I mean, you know, and become my brother, my child? And they said, well, they break off into blah, 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 or something. But so it has not been proven. But, you know, I'm open. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Questions? I see.
So how do you distinguish the difference between your conscience and your vibration? So if someone's speaking to you, how do you separate and stop, like, your ego, or like, how do you stop questioning what you're hearing? Because sometimes, you know, you get a message and it's so clear, and then you think, no, that's not right. And then 2 days later, it's like, oh gosh, I saw that 2 days ago. And how do you trust it?
You want to know if it's your voice or spirit voice. That's the question for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I think that takes a lot of exercise. You know, and part of coming to the last two classes, being able to separate what is my voice from spirit voice. So it's really fine-tuning and raising that vibration. But there is an element of trusting yourself, you know, to say, yeah, this is what I got. This is what they told me. I'm going to trust that. And I'm going to see, you know, what's going to happen with that.
And I say you listen. And sometimes I say, I'll tell my class members who are in the class, the first thing you hear, see, sometimes we doubt what we hear, or we want something else to be said. Like, you know, sometimes you say, should I go down this street? I'm trying to get to work really fast, and spirit is saying to you, no, don't go down there. You're going to run into traffic. But if I go down there, this is the fastest street. And so then you go down that street anyway, and spirit told you not to go. But that's the first thing you heard, no. But you changed it because you wanted to go down that street. So the first, I tell the class, try listening to that first voice. You understand what I'm saying? That first voice you hear, and not, once you start asking questions, then it becomes unclear whose voice it is. Whose voice am I listening to? Is it my voice or is it spirit's voice? And that's what we're having, trusting, what Cher is talking about, trusting in what you hear. And start practicing that and see what happens.
Build up the muscle. It's like going to the gym.
I tell people in my class to ask for confirmation. So you could say, spirit, is this you? And then see what you get. So you might get a feeling, you know, you might feel good. You might get something that's going to give you confirmation.
Hi. I work with many people. I'm a trauma and loss counselor, and I work with many people who are bereaved by suicide, or grieving after the suicide of a loved one. And many of them contact mediums. And they come back with all sorts of things. Sometimes mediums will say to them, well, your loved one can't go to the 10th floor of heaven, they can go to the 3rd floor of heaven until, you know, they have work to do. Other mediums say, I don't see a lot of difference between suicide and dying any other way. I wondered if you had any sense in your own experiences of suicide and in the aftermath, anything that you might want to say about what you've noticed, if you have had those experiences.
I feel I've had some clients who've had some relatives with suicide. The issue is, let me just clear up something. You make your heaven and hell right here on this earth plane. This, if you haven't had hell right here, where you want to go. But we believe that as you go into the spirit world, there are different planes. Now, what we see, I've seen, there might be disconnectedness, like in other issues that might be happening in your life, that you have to grow through that disconnectedness. There's trauma when you make that. There had to have been trauma for you to make that, to commit suicide. You understand what I'm saying? There had to have been trauma in your life in terms of your spirit, in terms of your spirituality, in terms of who you are. So you have to work that through. So it's a growth, just like if you were anything else that was happening in your life that you had to overcome. It's a growth. I'm not, in terms of being in a house or where you are, when you're down, you're on a lower plane. And so then you're right. When you make that transition, you're right there on that plane. So when you wake up, and so where you are is where you are spiritually, not in terms of where are you spiritually when you make that that transition. Now, is to say, was the person very spiritual when they made that? Were they just overstruck when they made that when they committed suicide? Or what's happening with them in terms of who they were spiritually? And I hope that helps you.
Thank you.
Cher, do you have any thoughts on that?
You know, I would just agree that, you know, we're here and then we make the transition, we're at the same level that we were. And there's enormous healing that goes on, especially with suicide. So, but there's no limit to where they can go. So if someone says, well, they can't go any higher than the third floor, there's no limit, you know, because they have that they have the opportunity to choose, am I going to grow? You know, will I help people on this side? Will I be able to help someone offer the help that I didn't have? So they have that opportunity. So I don't see limits, but there's enormous healing that goes on. So I think that's usually what people want to know when someone has that kind of transition, is are they healing? You know, are they well?
Anyone over here?
Yes.
Hi. So I feel like when you're speaking about spirit, I hear like sort of two different messages. Like one is sort of spirit as a whole, like a guide or a something that comes to you in the moment that directs you or helps you. And the other is like this concept of individual spirit, like somebody coming back to visit someone or to give personal advice or just to be present to that person. And then I also hear you talking about like the concept of transition from our life to the spirit world. But then when you talk about the spirit being here forever, that's like, for me, a little confusing, like this idea that we can have so many spirits, millions and millions and millions, hundreds and thousands of millions over the years that live on and on and on. And all these new entering spirits, like my granddaughter who was just born. And I guess I'm just confused about like the idea of like that sort of transition stopping, like that there's a stopping place. And yeah, I guess that's what I'm asking about.
Does that make sense, guys?
It seems like there's like millions of spirits, basically. Where the heck are they all going? Because it's just going and going and going. If they're not being recycled, that's very crowded.
All depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, right.
There are individual spirits like mothers and fathers and family members who come to be with us and to help us. And then we also can attract those who we don't know on any level. You know, they would not be a relation to ours, but they come to offer help. We also have spirit guides that assist us. So the idea of how, I think it's kind of like, who are these spirits and what do? They have function. So it's like taking a piano class. You know, you start with one teacher and you go as far as you can with them, and then you're ready for a new one. So spirits similar to that, you know, they'll work with you, and then when you're ready for someone else, they come in and they work with you, and then they take you to another one. And when we make our transition, you know, our work on that side is, again, to help those who are on this side. So, you know, it's I don't know about the sense of crowdedness. I don't envision that.
I meant it more like if you see it as just like the two sides, like the side we're on and the side we're going to after our you know, this mortal coil. And I guess my question is more along the lines of, then what are your thoughts about where those spirits are coming from? And if, in fact, the spirits that pass from this life into the spirit world, if they're not being recycled, you know, if they're not being recycled through, as people were talking about, you know, reincarnation or multiple lives, those lives are here forever, or do you believe in that they also pass on to something else?
Well, I think spirit, for me, see, we are spirits in the human experience. So spirit, when you see, sometimes it's a spirit, it's like a pin light. It's like ectoplasm. It's like smoke sometimes. But it's not like a body, for it to get crowded. But it is said that the spirit becomes one with this great energy. It's said that they grow in the spirit world and become one with the great energy. You understand what I'm saying? One with the great light, the energy. So at some point, some of the spirits are not earthbound. They'll become earthbound or spiritual, where they connect again with us down here. They become so evolved. So I think that it doesn't have anything to do with the crowdedness. It's not going to get crowded. The spirit world is interdispersed here. Like, it's all, we are, it's interdispersed between here.
It's all one. We're all connected.
Yeah,
we're everything, all whether we're here or there, there is no there. There is no,
right.
It's all one, right?
Right.
We just don't have the glasses to see them like you do, but they're here everywhere.
Right, but they're not people like sitting up like you all are sitting up. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's just like little light, pin lights or something. Mm-hmm. So spirit is, your spirit is a, your energy. Energy, we are energy. So if that will help you to understand again, that we're energy. So when we talk about your spirit, we're talking about your energy. And for us, God is energy. It's a great energy force. So what you're looking at is that we're looking at energy that's interdispersed here. This is energy. And so it shouldn't be crowded because it's energy. It's not people. I don't know if that helps you any.
I once heard it described like we're, all the universes are divided like by shower curtains, and there's just no end. It just keeps going because there is no end to that wall. It just keeps going and going and going and going, and there's no stopping because it's infinity, because that's what everything is. It's what you see on the screen behind Cher, right? That's what it is. All right, just a couple of questions because we want to get to the readings here before we get... Go ahead.
This is a new topic for me, so I'm learning a lot tonight, and I wanted to ask you about your psychic readings. Before I came tonight, I thought that a psychic reading sort of predicted the future, and you brought in this really great notion of free will, and so you were sort of elaborating on that. And so it sounded to me like a psychic reading is encouragement or counsel or advice, and I just wanted to make sure that I was interpreting that correctly.
So often for myself, I think of psychics. Psychic reading or a psychic is perceiving what's around you, and a medium is receiving. Does that make sense?
But she's saying that, like, sometimes your dead people will give you suggestions about your future, right?
Absolutely.
They'll say, you know, like, if they're not a big fan of your spouse, they'll be like, you could do better, but you have free will to stay, right?
Maybe I...
Let me explain what a psychic reading and what a mediumistic reading is, and then let's get in, and I understand your question, but I want to explain for people who might, because you're learning what might be the underlying issue here. A medium can be a psychic, but a psychic is not a medium. I hope you understand that. And there are a lot of psychics all over the country. A medium is a person who works with those who connects with the people on the other side, who connects with those who you call dead. So if as a medium, I should bring in those people who are dead. I say your uncle is here, your mother's here, or their spirits here, their women here, their men here, somebody that comes from the, but I will bring in someone who's made that transition, what you call dead, from the other side. But if I'm a psychic reader, if I am a psychic, I might just come up here, and sometimes I give dual readings, psychic and mediumistic reading at the same time. And some of you might get psychic readings tonight, some of you might get mediumistic readings, depends. So I might say, I see a plane, I see you going on a plane. I see the plane getting up off the ground, and I see you moving, and that plane is so clear. I see blue around you. I see a healing blue around you. That's a psychic reading here. Or I see a train moving. Those are psychic readings. So some of us are psychics, and some of us are mediumistics, and some of us are both.
But so, sometimes the psychic readings won't come true, I think, is what you're bringing up. Because of free will, you what you guys see might be... is it always
one of them?
Right.
Either one of them may not come true.
True.
Because okay. if I see an airplane by you, mm-hmm. and you decide that you had a trip planned, then all of a sudden you decide not to go, that's free will.
Right. What's the difference between psychic reading and advice? Well, I could chime in on this. A medium, Thomas John, told me that my dad was standing there and he was like, would you get an agent for public speaking already? Like, that was both. It was like, you need to do this, and if you do this, 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 and this will happen. And I was like, okay, well, how do I get it? Well, you have to do this, this. And so it was like a combo platter from dead Tim telling me to get off my ass and do this, this, and this. But then, you know, something else came up that 3 months, oh, and by the way, you'll sell your house in 3 months. Well, I didn't sell my house in 3 months. It sold in 6 months. So a lot of moving parts had to happen to get that house sale. It wasn't just up to what they saw. But for you guys, the difference between psychic and advice, sometimes they're both and sometimes they're totally different. Would you agree? Are we just confusing everybody?
I think we're confusing because I'm a life coach, and sometimes as a life coach, I give advice. My readings is not advice. I only give what spirit, when I am reading someone, I only give what I see psychically or spirit gives me. When I'm doing a mediumistic reading or when you come for a consultation with me, I don't give advice. I don't tell you what I think.
So when you were talking about what jobs, if somebody came up to you with job questions and you were saying, well, spirit is saying you could do this, this, and this, and then they say, but you said this was going to happen and it didn't happen, probably because of free will or they didn't follow through with the advice fully.
Right. The spirit says, when you sit down with me, I only for a consultation, I take myself completely out of it. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I hear spirit say something, I would say something different. Like somebody's having trouble in their marriage, I'll say go. And spirit say to you, stand still. And I'm thinking, get your bags and go. That is too crazy for me. But spirit is say, stand still. It's going to work out. Stand still. You need to chart out. You need to save money. I'm thinking, no. But I give only what spirit gives when you sit with me. Now, later, when I'm talking to my friends on the phone, I give them my advice.
And they'd be like, forget it.
Yeah,
Bring back spirit.
One of the things, too, is that spirit doesn't recognize time or have time the same way that we do.
Right.
So people will often say, well, when is that going to happen? When is that going to happen? Well, you know, they don't recognize time. We can ask them, is there a symbol or is there something that gives us a hint toward time? But is that this year or next year or so?
Timing can be off.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, timing is, you know, what it
is.
Right.
Timing here is very different than
And you can, yeah, here. You can, someone can tell you something mm-hmm. and you could say, you know, you're thinking, I don't want that. And so you kind of repel that or you don't accept that opportunity when it comes. So it's not that it didn't happen. You chose not to accept it.
And someone could say March. And we might think it's March of 2016, but it may be March of 2017 or 2018.
I know, that always pisses me off. Yeah. I actually just interviewed Echo Bodine, who is a best-selling author. She wrote a book called What Happens When We Die and Echoes of the Soul, and she lives in Minneapolis. And she said this really reputable psychic told her, you will meet the man of your dreams in March, and you'll get married in December. So she's like, by January, I went on a diet. I got all ready. I was thinking, March is going to happen. Carlos is so reputable. Crickets. Nothing happens. Next year, she said she did this for years. Finally, she went back to Carlos and she was like, what gives? He's like, well, I didn't say what year. 13 years later is when it came to fruition. So I would be like, oh, man. So that happens too. All right, when we get to, we want to give the audience a sample of what it is that you do. Are you comfortable holding the microphone in and giving at the same time? Is that okay? Not from there? All right, where do you want to be? We can turn off. We can get Lazar to tweak the lights accordingly. We turned up the house lights for you. Please give your website, each of you, so that everyone can reach you separately. Go ahead, Cher.
Well, thinking of time, we have one thing that I didn't mention part of our commercial is that we have, Maurice has a book coming out.
Yes! And we're going to have her back when she has the book.
And it'll be out somewhere, probably before June, right? And we have a little mock-up of the cover. So this is out in the lobby, so there's information on the back about getting the book, so pick one up. We're really excited about that. It's a collection of her sermons. So we also have another handout for you to take home. It's the address of the church, the time of our services, and Marisa's website as well as mine.
Church is 123 years old, people. Do you still have healers in the back sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can have Reiki healing in the back, sing some songs, it's just a fabulous experience. I highly recommend it. But now it's going to be too crowded. Good problem to have, right?
Yes.
Okay, do we want to dim the lights on the stage, or do you want to come down here to this level? Which do you prefer?
Come down.
You want to come down? Okay. Do you want the wireless? Do you want to each keep you wired? You tell me how you want to roll with this. Because I know you guys do it in tandem where you kind of go back and forth. So you guys tell me how you want to work this. Again, we didn't rehearse this part. All right. You want to stand? And if you want to come down this way?
Yeah,
okay.
I get a little
okay. Yeah, they're so cute, by the way. I'm digging your shoes. They're adorable. Okay, this stand is really making sure we are not tangled. Okay. want to make sure we don't tangle up cords. I'll bring this down here, Cher. And if you both want to stand and then you go, you kind of take turns, is that how you want to do it? Look how polite you guys are. You want to read first? I don't know. Do you want to read first? I don't know. This way is better, my dear. Come on down. I can't believe you do house parties. You are so, you're going to be so busy. All right.
Your name, please.
Dory,
as I come into your vibration, there are many spirits around you. There's a man standing by you. And I feel like this man comes from the mother's side of the house, and he could be a grandfather. And he comes and he brings you much love. You may not know him real well here, and he brings you much love. He says to you that you're working on two things in your life that you're trying to take care of. You understand? And he says to you, start worrying. It's going to happen for you. I feel by July something that you're trying to manifest in your life. You understand what I'm talking about? You will be able to have that in your life here. I feel like there's some transition going on in your life, some transition going on here. And I feel very good about that. You know you're a wonderful person. Have more confidence in yourself. Have more confidence in yourself. Bless you. Bless you. May I come to you, please? Bless you as I come into your vibration. I hear the name of Joy. Joy, is there someone around you here? I don't know if you know them. Don't worry about it. Just accept them and either hold them or throw them away, whoever you want to do with them. But anyway, as they come into your vibration, there's so much love. I feel like I get books around you. I don't know if you are teaching or learning or whatever here, but I get books of reading, but I get books around you here. I feel like this is time for you to make some decision about which direction you want to go in professionally. You understand what I'm talking about? I feel like there's a little disconnectedness here. I want to say there's a little imbalance here. You've been a little disappointed about something here in your life here. I'm not going to go into it. You've been a little disappointed here. But don't worry. Spirit is saying that all things happen for that which is good. All things happen for that which is good. It's out. It's gone. It's time to get rid of it. I see a train. I want to leave you, but I see a train around you. And I feel this train is in your vibration here. And that means that there's someone love trains around you. There's someone love trains around you. And they say to you, much love to you. You know, there's a lady I want to leave you, that bright eyes here. She says to you, so I feel like you have her eyes, and I want to leave you with it. Bless you, bless you, bless you. May I come to you, please? Yes. Bless you. I hear the name James around you. I don't know if you know James from the land of spirit. Don't worry about him. You can hold him. You can whatever you want to do with him. But you know there's two loves in your life here. I feel like that they're in the spirit world, people that loved you. You understand what I'm talking about here. And they bring so much love to you. I feel like there's someone here. I feel like there's someone here baking around you, like they like cooking and baking around you. And they bring that with you. I feel like they're stirring something up for you. They're stirring a pot up for you. I want to not worry about my health. You understand what I'm saying? I want to just take what the doctor said, and I want to do that. You know, you have a mind of your own sometimes, and you don't do what you're supposed to be doing. You know that, right? But you need to do that. And I feel like once you do that, you'll feel much better. And I'm not a doctor, but I want to say, if the doctor tell you to get out there and start walking, you need to do that. You understand what I'm saying here? Sometimes you like sit there and you say, I need to do this, and then you don't do it. And they're saying to you, get out there. There's a woman who comes like a mother to you here from the land of spirit, and she loves you so much, and she says to you, peace be unto you. I wanted, before I leave you, I see a Catholic church around you here. Somebody, and I hear a bell ring, and I leave you with that. Bless you, bless you. May I come to you, please? Sure. Bless you. As I come into your vibration here, I want to say to you that someone is just hugging you. You need a hug. You need a hug. And they're saying to you when they hug you that you are the best. You are the best. Sometimes you don't think you're the best. You understand what I'm saying here? You are the best. And they're saying to you, know that you are the best, and you deserve a lot more of compassion that you're getting. You understand here? And that you're giving yourself. That you're giving yourself. This is a good time for you here. I want to work on my health. I want to work on my health. That's you. You need to work on your health, because I feel like there's some things going on with your health here that you need to work on. Nothing serious, so I'm not a doctor, but I'm saying you need to work on. So what they're saying to you, they're looking down the road. They're looking down the road. We're looking down the road to make sure that we're okay. You understand? And you're working now. I see you had your glasses changed recently?
I need to.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And so as you do that, spirit said, this woman said, you'll see much better as she comes into your vibration. But as she come in, they bring much love to you. This is a good time for you, a good time for you. It's a good time for you. I want to say that to you. Bless you. Sir, may I come to you, please? Bless you. As I come into your vibration here, give me your name.
Brenton.
Brenton, as I come into your vibration here, I don't know if you know John. You said Brenton, I heard John. As I come into your vibration here, I want to say to this John comes in here. There's a man who smoked excessively when he was on this earth plane here, and he comes in and he says to you, I'm here with you. And he says to you that, you know, I feel like there's someone here who had a long struggle with illness as well. A long struggle with illness and says that, you know, I'm okay over here now. I'm okay over here. I'm fine. He says, don't worry about me. I'm okay. He says, just take care of yourself. I feel like there's a job vibration change of some kind with you. And he says to you, you're going to be fine. Stop worrying about it. He says, you're too young to worry. He says, we're working things out for you. He says, it's going to work out for you. You understand what I mean? He says to you, he said, there's something that turned upside down a little bit, but it's going to work out for you. He says that there's much strength with you, much strength for you. And there's something else that you've been asking for. I don't know if you got a new car. No. Yeah, you won't. Yeah, but you know what? The universe is going to be good to you. Even though you don't need one, you're going to get a new one. Bless you. Sure, do you? May I come? No, I'm not going to reach you. Sir, may I come to you? And your name is?
Russ.
As I come into your vibration, Russ, I just feel like I'm a lady. There's a lady here who's scrubbing the floors, like she's scrubbing the floors here. And that's allegorically here. So I feel like there's something around you that somebody's clearing up in your life, clearing up here. And they're saying to you that everything is clearing up here. I see the sun just coming out for you and many blessings coming in your vibration here, just many blessings here. There's a man here, and I see a tractor. And so I feel like it's a red tractor. And so I feel like, and he has his hat on and he's just going through the field. But you know, it's not someone you know. I feel like it's someone cutting down the weeds. And there's some weeds in your life a little bit here. And so, and follow me now. And so there's some weeds, and I'm not talking about real weeds. Okay. There's some weeds in your life here. So he's cutting down those weeds for you. He's helping you cut down those weeds so you have smooth vibrations. You understand? I get some travel with you, which I feel very good about. Some travel, which I feel very good about. I want to say to you, 2017 is going to be an even better year for you, around March of 2017. When's your birthday?
July.
So I feel like around March, so when you come up to your birthday, everything is going to be settled for you, some things that you're trying to settle for you. Look at your 401k a little bit, you know? Look at it. Because I'm looking at it. But the market is bad, he says to you. He said, but yours is sort of, look at it, because you follow your stuff, don't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
Hello. What a nice group of people. I'm going to say much love comes to everyone from Spirit Side. And they're very happy that we're here tonight. I'd like to come to the lady with the pretty hair and silver hair. How are you?
Good.
What's your name?
Sheila,
great. Sheila, my hand feels like a sister's vibration that comes in to be with you and a mother's vibration, and they're also showing me the letter S. So I want to say maybe a Susie or a Sally or someone like that. And I feel like the sister vibration feels like she went over a while ago. She's been there for a while. But she wants you to know, I get a feeling like if she had some sort of arthritis or something like that, but I get her in good health now. And she comes in and like she's standing on her tiptoes and she's almost like dancing like a ballerina to let you know that she's doing really, really well. Spirit also brings you lots of beautiful flowers. So I feel like what's in front of you, this is psychic, where are you? This is psychic, so beautiful flowers for you. So I feel like what's in front of you, things are in bloom and it feels really good. I do get a little, we don't diagnose or prescribe, but I get some energy like through the stomach. And it feels like this is you. So it feels like we want to pay a little bit of attention to that. Okay, and I'll say God bless you. The pretty lady here in the end, how are you? So some people here I know, so I do know this person. So Marnie, I want to say that your mother comes in to be with you, and I hear Robert. on dad's side, Robert on dad's side comes in. Your mom comes in and she's showing me a broom, and I just get her sweeping for you. She's just clearing the way. So she's really proud of you. She's got a beautiful smile, and she's just really, really proud of you and what you've been doing for yourself. And she says, more, more, and more. And I'll say, God bless you. I wanted to come here. May I have your name?
Carol.
Carol, thank you. So, you know, you have attracted a priest. You have attracted a priest in spirit. And I feel like faith is important to you. And he comes in because he was a big guy in the church. He was an important person in the church. And his faith was important to him, and he shares that with you. I'm not saying that Catholicism would be your faith, but just that faith is important to you. And it gets you being very grounded in your faith. And he says it serves you well. It serves you well. I also feel like I'm getting a grandmother and a grandfather on your dad's side coming in to be with you. And I feel like this might have been, I don't know that they would have shared this concept, okay? But they're very proud of you, and they're very happy with you and who you've become, all right? And I'm not sure that you even knew them really well, but I just get them coming in with a lot of love and support for you and just being very, very proud of you. And there's more to do, they say. There's more to do. So get going on that. Get going on that. And I'll say God bless you. I want to come over here to the end. And what's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, thank you. Do you mind standing? Thank you. It helps me get into the vibration easier. That's all. Thank you. Especially when we got shadows. All right. From spirit, they bring in a large white dog. Someone comes in with a large white dog. Can you place it?
I did have a very light colored dog as a child.
Okay. Well, this is a large dog, a very large dog. And sometimes the symbol of that could be friendship and protection. But this is a big, white, fluffy dog. And it does put a smile on your face. It's like, oh, this is wonderful. So I think we're talking about friendship here. So it feels like friendships come in for you and they're really, really important. And I feel like you're attracting, just like you could have brought home more stray cats and kittens and what have you. It's like, you know, you would draw friendships that way too, and you just love them, and it's wonderful. I feel like whatever you're doing in terms of work and occupation, I feel like I'm going in one direction, and pretty soon I'm going to be taking a little curve, a little turn. And it's not that I'm going to be doing something completely different, but just something that's going to be, oh, that would be interesting, and starting on a different path with that, and it feels really good. I do get a lot of success for you, and Spirit says, it's what you deserve. It's what you deserve, and I'll say God bless you. Good to have you with us. I'm getting all these beautiful silver-haired ladies. What's your name?
Wendy,
thank you. Big breath. So I feel like what you're engaged in, it's like I'm kind of holding my breath. Maybe I'm not speaking my truth. Does that make sense? Okay. So Spirit comes in, and they just really want to encourage you. You know, they want to encourage you to speak your truth, all right? And if you're not sure of what to say, be quiet and ask them. How do I explain this? How do I say this? What are the best words to use? Be quiet, and you'll have those words. Much love comes for you. Much love comes for you. Much support. All right? Sometimes I feel like I might be alone, and Spirit says, never. You have much love. Much love comes to support you. And I'll say, God bless you. Let me go here. Oh, here's this lady in the red yellow jacket. How are you? This is also someone I know. So, may I come to you, Sue?
Yes.
Thank you. Good to see you. Oh, another deep breath. So you've been really busy. You have been really busy. And it feels like a mother's vibration comes in to be with you, and auntie comes in as well. And they're identifying, oh, and your grandmother comes in, and she's giving me a big hat, broad-brimmed hat. So I feel like she's been out working. And that's how she's identifying what you're doing. We are working. And they come in, and your grandmother starts peeling apples, like she's going to get them ready for a pie. She comes in and she starts peeling these. And, you know, she enjoyed that part of it. Not so much being out and picking them up and all of that, but being able to sit down and peel these and core these and get them ready for the pie. She really enjoyed that. And that's where you are in your work. You know, we're at a point where I'm really going to start enjoying this. I'm really going to enjoy the fruits of my labor. And she says, yes. And I feel like you got a piece of paper and you're going, yeah, like a contract. Yeah, I feel really good. That's done. Yay. And they appreciate all the work that you've done. They appreciate all the work you've done. I'll say, God bless you. Let me come here to, how about you? Would that be all right? Sure. What's your name? Carol. Thank you. All right. You have a lot of spirit family who comes in and stands around you. And I feel like in particular, I feel like I need to rest. Okay, I feel like I need to rest. And I feel like they're coming in and they're giving you, they're using the word permission. They want to give you permission to do that. So I feel like if I've completed something or I'm getting ready to start something new, it's like kind of like a time to rest and be ready. And they're coming in, they're saying yes, because it doesn't feel like that's your nature. All right, but they want to say, yes, take that little bit of time just for yourself. It's important. I have someone coming in who feels, I'm going to say like an auntie for you, who comes in and she wants to put a robe over your legs. Wants to come in and just put a robe over your legs. So I feel like the symbol is of taking better care of you. All right, so they're working with you, but you need to take better care of you too. All right, and that's part of what this resting is. But then I feel like I'm ready to go again. I'm really ready to go again. And they say yes. Okay, so whatever that is, they say yes. All right, and I'll say, God bless you. May I come here? What's your name? I'm sorry?
Leslie.
Leslie, thank you. There is like a child that comes in to be with you. I feel like a little girl who comes in to be with you. And a lot of love comes too. A lot of love comes for you. And just get a sense of her being bright, you know, just like filled with light and just bright and emotionally bright and mentally bright and just, you know, loves you so much. Just comes in and loves you, loves you, loves you so much. And what she wants you to do is be happier. And part of her being with you is to raise your spirit. All right? So it's kind of like, I'm here, let's go have fun. I'm here. Let's go have fun. So that which brings joy to your life is what fills her. So you could be reading, you could be cooking, you could be whatever, but what fills you with joy is what fills her as well. And she just wants you to know, all right, I love you, I love you, I love you. I'll say God bless you. Okay.
Or is she going to take it back?
She is.
Okay. You. Your name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, is that coming to your vibration? I feel like it's time for you to get going on your career in terms of changes. You understand what I mean here? I feel like it's time for, I'm studying something new. I'm doing something new, so this is your time. I feel like there's a man around you who's like nudging you to push on and to get going. And don't worry about who he is. It's just a spirit friend that's coming in to help you here. You have a lot of guys. You have a guy that's around you. And I feel writing around you, writing around you. And I feel like I'm not doing as much as I should be doing, but he's going to help you with it. And I feel like it merged. You know how the flower just comes up and comes out and blooms up? And I feel like you're already blooming, but I just feel like you're just getting ready to bloom really big. You understand what I'm saying? And so this is a good time for you. You know, are you single?
Yeah.
Yes. I didn't want to give you another husband. So so I want to say to you that I do see something new happening in that vibration as well. Brown hair, kind of dark hair,
okay.
Kind of... I'm not good. I would say 5'8", 7'8", or something, you know, something like that. But I feel good about it. I feel good about it. I feel like that a briefcase or something with this person. But I'm not going to give you a date because I don't want you to say that she says the date, you know. So anyway, but I feel like it's how the folks said, it's around the corner.
Okay.
Bless you. Sir, I didn't give you a reading, did, because I was sitting back then. I was attracted to you from the land of spirit. You, yes. Your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, I was sitting up there and a man came for you. He was very, as I was sitting there, he wanted me to come back here to you, let you know that he's around you. And I feel like if he's not a father, grandfather, someone like that, that comes for you, he's someone that's very close to you. You also have an uncle that comes from the land of spirit. There's a man who had a heart attack that comes in your vibration as well. He says to you that I had a heart attack. I'm not feeling he went over with the heart attack. He might have had one before he went over. You understand? To the land of spirit, but they come around you. I feel like that you're contemplating some things in your life and some changes and trying to figure out what to do. But and you're not, the spirit is saying to you, you're not too old. You're not too old. You've been thinking you're too old. They say you're not too old. And so I feel like it's time for you to get going. You understand here? And he says, get the motor going. This man, then all of a sudden I see a picture of a truck. Like there might have been somebody who liked the truck, you know, not the kind with the back off, you know. And so I get the picture of that truck, and it's like he's driving that truck, and he says to you, get going. And it's like, I feel like this is like allegorically, because I'm seeing it like down a dirt road, and it's going fast. And so you go kind of slow. You're at your own pace, and he wants you to go a little faster. Bless you, bless you. So may I come to the young lady there? Yes. Are you still in school? Yes, I thought so. May I? Who she belongs to? Is it okay to?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. As I come into your vibration here, I feel like that there's some spirit is guiding you and they're around you. I don't feel like you get enough sleep, so you need to get a little more sleep. And spirit is saying to you that I feel that you're smart and you can accomplish what you want to accomplish. I feel like you're divided in terms of what you want to do later in life. You understand what I'm saying? But I feel like they're guiding you and they're saying to you that just listen to the voice. I hear music around you. I don't know if you love music, but I feel like there's music around you here. And you know, you like to augur sometimes, like the augur. You know, you like to express yourself and give your point of your opinion. And spirit is smiling and saying to you, now use that in school. Use that in school. As they say that to you, I feel like this is going to be good. I feel like you may go out of state to school, out of state, and I'll leave that with you. I feel like there are two places that they're concerned with you. Bless you. Is that another daughter there? I don't give all the young people. I love young people. Sorry. So who are you?
Michaela.
As I come into you, about a junior? Senior. I was going to say a senior, junior, senior, because this is what Spirit said. And as it comes to your vibration here, I feel like that it's like I'm on a launching pad with you. I say launching you out. But I feel like you haven't really decided where you're going to land yet. You understand? But I feel like you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. You know, you're good in math. Math. You're good in math because I feel like the Spirit is guiding you to... in order for you to accomplish what you want to accomplish. But I feel like you're going to go in something that you might change. You're going to go in something you might change because I feel like I'm not sure what I want to do, and then I'm going to go in this. But this is a good time in your life. You won't get married early, I tell you that. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The young man now that your eyes are on is not the man. So I'm going to tell you that. So put your eyes somewhere else. So Spirit is guiding you, and this is a good year for you. I just feel like you're almost finished, and Spirit is saying to you that I feel like there are two scholarships coming for you. Two scholarships. And I'll leave that with you. I don't know if you filled them out yet or not. Okay, bless you, bless you, bless you. You know, I was sitting there, and Spirit is saying to yes, you. Spirit is saying to me, like, I had, like, you've gone through something, but you feel it didn't do what it was supposed to do. Like, you've gone through some kind of procedure, and you feel that it didn't quite do what it's supposed to do, but they're saying, give it time. You understand what I'm saying? Give it time, and you will feel better. Give it time, and you will feel better. You understand? And as they say that, I feel like you're on a different, I feel like I'm I'm going to be feeling like in a couple, about 6 more months, I'll feel like a different person. I'll leave that with you. Bless you. And then I was not going to give you a reading, but I have to come back because this woman wanted to tell you. And so it's like I'm throwing away my homemaking outfit, and I'm doing something different in life. I'm throwing away my homemaking outfit, and you understand what I mean? And I'm doing something different in life. Next year, it's like I'm on a new road. And I feel like that. I see books around you, like new learning, new beginning. And I want to tell you that. Bless you. Oh, let's see here. Ma'am, did you get a reading?
No.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I hear Joe. I don't know.
Joe?
Yes. Do you know Joe?
I know a couple of
Joe. You know Joe in the spirit world?
One in the spirit world.
He said, yes, she does know me. You know, you were something else when you were young. As he comes in, he just smiles at you. He said he loves that smile. He said, I still love that smile. As he comes in, and then there's a woman come in, and I feel like that you were similar. She dressed well when she was on this earth plane. She loved clothes. She might not have the resources, but she loved clothes when she was on this earth plane. Loved dressing, rather. You know who that is? Yes. Yeah, she loved dresses. So they're all around you, and they're guiding you. And they're saying to you that it's not too—you're not too old to do what you want to do. And they're saying to you, I feel like they get up, and I feel like this is a good time for you. I feel like that travel with you. I feel travel with you. And I feel like there's some opportunity coming for you to travel. And they said, do it. I feel like that feeling of tiredness, not feeling well, is behind you. And it's like you're feeling better. And so they're saying to you that it's a good time. I feel like I'm volunteering or I'm doing something. If you're not doing it, I feel like Spirit's going to open the door for you to do it because you need to be a little more, you're active, but a little more active. You understand what I'm saying? And getting out the house. And they're smiling. There's a lady here who had dollies on her table. You remember dollies? You know what I mean when I talk about dollies? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has the dollars on her table. She's in the spirit world, and she has the dollars on the table. She's standing by one of her tables. I'm looking at an old-fashioned table, and she says to you, hello, hello, hello. Bless you. Sir, how are you feeling? Are you sure? Okay, I wanted that smile. As I come into your vibration, spirit is around you, and they bring a lot of love to you. There's a man who was an attorney when he was on this earth plane. He comes with you. You may not know him, but he comes with you, and he comes with you. And I feel like there's something legal coming up for you, nothing negative, but something legal. And he said you'll be able to handle it. You understand. He says to you that you, he said he's pretty sharp. He's pretty sharp. He said, that's why I attach myself to him. He's pretty sharp. I feel like that it's something with the business vibration you're in, and that he says to you that he's going to help you with it. You understand what I'm saying? I feel like there's something that, I feel like a contract or something that you're putting your pen to paper on. You know, you're signing, and I feel it's going to be good, and I leave you with that. Bless you, bless you. May I come to you? Bless you. As I come into your vibration here, I want to say to you that a spirit is saying to you that it's time that you follow your dream. Follow your dream. Because I feel like I've been dragging, you've been dragging, and you're not following your dream. This is a good time for you. I feel like you're skipping. You know, when you were younger, you would skip, and I feel like you're skipping now. And this is a good time for you to skip. I feel like I'm feeling more energy. I'm feeling more energy here than I felt in a long time. You know when I see brownies around you? You love brownies? Yeah, because I see brownies around you. All these brownies. Gosh, that's too many. You know, watch what you eat. And so as they say that, they just smile at you. And this lady said, oh, well, she can afford to eat a couple. She can afford to eat a couple. But I see them, they just love you so much. And they said that they bring you so much peace. You know, and in the last year or so, there had not been a lot of peace. You understand? It's back for that was. But now I'm feeling much more peace. And they say they bring that peace to you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Let's see here. Did you get a reading? Oh, bless you. May I have your name, please?
Donna.
Donna, as I come to your vibration, I see you're signing your name on something. Be careful what you sign your name on. Be sure you have somebody to read when somebody asks you to sign something. Be sure you have consultation, people, this lady says. She said, tell her, be sure she has consultation. I feel like that spirit is guiding you. And they're helping you with lots of things in your life. And they want you to know that you have many more years left on this earth plane. They want you to know that. You have many more years. I feel like I need to be active, though. You understand what I mean? I need to be active. And that's you, not me. We both need to be active, probably. But stay active then. And they're saying to you, this is a good time in your life. I feel like that I'm blowing out a candle, and I'm not sure what that means. I'm blowing out a candle like it's a birthday or something here around you. I'm blowing out a candle. But I feel like it's a candle celebration of some kind here around you. I also feel like there's somebody going to be around you that's going to be getting married, because I see people dancing and having fun. And so they say to you that enjoy your life, and enjoy others as well. And I leave you with that. Bless you. Sir, did we come to you? As I come into your vibration here, I feel like I'm seeing a pad. What I'm looking at is like a pad or paper or something here, like people writing something on it here, like you're taking notes or something. And I feel like Spirit is guiding you with your work. Whatever you do, they're guiding you in terms of this. And ask for guidance, because I feel like you're in a time in your life that I'm making some real moves in my life that you need guidance on. You understand what I'm saying? You need to be guided. But I feel like that it's not a time, it's not bad, but you just need guidance. And as they say that to you, there's a man here, and this is interesting too. I don't know if you remember plowing. Have you ever seen a plow? How people, this hand plow where people go through a field? I see this man going through the field, a hand plier, and he's plying. So they're cultivating the field for you. So I feel like you're cultivating something. You're working on something in your life here. And it's like cultivating. You're developing something. And they're helping you. And they said that it's going to come together. I feel by August that the things that you're desiring is going to come together for you. I don't know. I'm painting a house. But I'm outside painting a house. So you live in a house? Because this house is white. So I don't know. Symbolically, it means you may be doing something outside of your house or something. Because I'm seeing something. But I'm going around. Okay. I want to go around. I want to look around the edges. You know, what they call it around there? Yeah, the ease, yes. I want to look around the ease, because that's where they show me, around the ease of a house. And so I feel like it's in the middle, but there's something I want to get done during the summer. And this man laughs at you. He says, you know, you're good with cutting the grass, but you're not good at taking care of the yard. And he's, you know what he means by that? Yeah. Like, I guess he's talking about the earth shrubbery stuff and all that stuff. And so he's with you, and I leave that with you. Bless you.
And then we'll wrap it up. So I have a flute. Can anyone claim a flute over here? Flute? Okay.
That was me.
Okay.
That was you. And now they're going to the bathroom.
That's all right.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
All right. Let me see.
Just turn your mic out.
May I come here? Okay. What's your name? Oh, that's pretty. Renata. Thank you. So it feels like a mother's vibration comes in to be with you. And what she's doing, it feels like a mother's vibration, but this might actually be a grandmother. So I feel like she's coming in and she's whipping up something in a bowl. Okay, cook for you. And I feel like you really enjoy being with her. Okay, you really enjoy being with her. And part of it is that she'd tell you stories. You know, she'd tell you about her life and your family, and she just comes in to remind you about those stories and being connected. So I may not have the same kind of family around me here, but they are indeed around you. And she just reminds you of that. And she also wants to give you a little push to get out. Okay? Let's get out. Let's get out. And she loves a smile, and that's what's going to draw people to you. But let's get out. Let's get out. All right? And know that you are her girl. You are her girl. She loves you very much. I'll say God bless you. Let me come. Demarie's reducer? What's your name?
John.
John, thank you. Unusual name, so. So it feels like a grandmother comes for you on your mother's side as well. I get a little sense of distance, though, that perhaps you didn't know her. There might have been a physical distance of some sort, but that's how she's identifying herself, is having a little bit of distance. I also get an E name, maybe like Ella or Elizabeth or something like that, comes in to be around you. I get a sense of she wants you to be quiet. And you know, I think this goes back to being a little boy where you're just so active, and she wanted you to just kind of sit sometimes and be quiet. And I feel like she's trying to come through because you're very mediumistic, but you have to be quiet. You have to sit. You have to be quiet. All right? And she's coming through just to be near you, just to be near you. I get a beautiful golden light. So I feel like it feels like things are fine, and that's what she wants you to know. So if you've been worrying about something or contemplating something or you're not sure about something, she just wants to give you that assurance that things are fine, and she comes in with this beautiful light for you. And I'll say God bless you. Let me come. Did Maurice talk to you?
Yes.
Great. Then may I come to you? Great. What's your name?
Amy.
Amy, nice to meet you. So I get birds around you. I get, I'm going to say like little bluebirds that come in to be around you. And I feel like there's a real connection to nature for you, a real connection to nature. And the spirit comes in, and they just really want to lift you up, all right? It's like, I feel like maybe I haven't been on top of my game lately. And they just want to come in, and they want to lift you up so that you are. I feel like I'm missing some things. I'm not seeing things that I need to see. And spirit comes in and they just want to lift you up. All right? They want to lift you up so you can see all of it. I feel like I'm really missing out on some good stuff. And spirit wants you to see it. You know, you may choose not to take part or accept it or whatever, but they want you to see the opportunity. They want you to see the opportunity. And I do get like two doors in front of you. I'm back to a psychic message. I do get two doors, and I feel like these are opportunities for you. And, you know, I feel like I'm opening one, not quite right, and I open up the second one, and I'm much happier. And Spirit says, that's fine, all right, that's fine. Just because you choose to open one first doesn't mean you have to walk through that door, all right? So you can evaluate, and they say do that. I do get a name like Amy from Spirit, okay? So she comes in to be with you. She comes in, and she walks with you all the time. She says, I walk with you all the time. Much love. I'll say God bless you. I think I'm done.
ChurchOfTheSpirit.org, everybody. Thank you so much to Maurice and to Cher for offering your gifts. Be sure to pick up the flyers on the table on the way out. Ask them any questions if you want before they skip out. And please come back to our conversation June 23rd. Linda Howe, who does Akashic Records, will be here. Fantastic conversation. Also, Friday Funnies. We do stand up here the first Friday of every month because this isn't hilarious enough. We have to laugh some more. So please come back. Thank you so much for being here, everybody. I'm Jen Weigel, jenweigel.com. And I'll be in the lobby as well saying hello. So thank you. Hope to see you again.